I would like just to say a few words. So we won't take any questions because really this was it's a very long trip, and this day was an exceptionally long day. But I did want to answer one question that was addressed to me before, and I think is a very, very important question. And I asked that person to present that question in front of all of you, and since, well, she won't have the chance, I'll answer it without it. And the question was concerning the loss of compassion that one can see in Israel. And meaning, how can so many people be so indifferent to the suffering of so many others? And I think that this question touches on the heart of our work. Something has changed. I don't think it's only in Israel. I think it happens also in Palestine. I think it happened basically all over the world, but that people have become increasingly indifferent. That the growing suffering of so many others don't touch them anymore. And this is a great, great, great danger when, as Donna said, 971 children were died since the first Intifada. 861 of them died in the last 7 years. Out of the 4,500 Palestinians who died in this Intifada, 3,3500 were not involved in anything, and this is according to the army. Thousands of people were injured, millions are suffering, and somehow nobody cares. Well, we've all become men of stone. What is happening here? And this is exactly the question we have to address on the other side. How can a whole people clap and cheer when a bus full of school children blows up? And how can you maintain any kind of faith in human beings in such conditions? Do you think that, well, human beings are human beings as they've always been. What changed is the reality in which we live. And in Israel of today, and I think this is true for many other places, but I'm speaking about Israel, a state that privatized itself to death, a state where every shred of social solidarity and every shred of responsibility that the state ever had towards its citizens was given away and sold to somebody else. People stand alone. People feel that they have no one to turn to, that they have no one to talk to, that they stand alone and they have to take care of yourself. In a situation where more and more and more workers are poor, in a situation where everything is uncertain, in a situation where the entire middle class in Israel is collapsing into poverty, people don't find the time or the energy or the resources to care about anybody else. And not only about the Palestinians, this happens in Israel. If it's the poor in Israel, if it's the terrible state of teachers, if it's the traffic of women that we see in Israel, if it's the fact that we have a city, Sderot, that is being bombed now for 7 years. And apparently nobody in Israel cares enough to protest when the government says it's not its responsibility to provide them with shelters. In a country, in the Jewish country, where because of the economic policy that was so appreciated by all of the economic minds around the world, Holocaust survivors are going hungry because they have to prove with documentation that they actually survived the Holocaust. There is something extremely, very, very wrong. And this is exactly the problem that we are trying to address. And we are addressing it in the simplest way possible. We want to go and do two things. First of all, force people to see the other. This is why we go to house lectures. in Israel and in Palestine. This is why we try to go into schools. This is why we go and talk everywhere, anytime, in front of anyone. You have two people in a room, we'll go there and we'll talk. And always an Israeli and a Palestinian together. And we don't come with information and we don't come with maps and charts. We come and tell them our personal story. So they will realize that they are still capable of feeling. And the second thing that we try to do is really tell them that they can have an impact on their own life, on their own lives. They don't need to surrender. They can struggle and they can make a difference. And I must say that within our modest capacities, with our modest resources, we are talking to people and people do listen. Thank you.